And guys, it looks like it's reunion part two of Vanderpump Rules. We're talking Stassi, Lisa, and all of the cast, so you don't want to miss it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I never heard this song until right now.
No. We're listening to Meghan Trainor's hit song, No, for the Vanderpump Rules Season 4 Reunion Show Part 2. There's only one more part to go, and man, did they bring the drama tonight. I'm Dan Babic. Meghan is away sick, but that's alright, we'll be breaking it down for you tonight. You can find me on Instagram at Dan Babic and at Twitter with at Dan Babic with an underscore after that.
Hey guys, and I'm Justine. You can find me on Twitter at JustineDivana3 and on Instagram at Let's Face It with Justine. We're missing Meghan today, but it's okay. We got you guys covered tonight. Cause you know, these reunions, I've been liking them more, I think, than the actual shows. I don't know, because I think it brings all the drama, like, all into one show.
Absolutely. It brings the best of the best all at once. And Meghan, love this song. You're killing it, girl.
Oh, I thought you meant our Meghan. I was like,
no, well, Meghan's killing it as well. Not killing it so much at the moment because she's sick. But I just want to jump straight into it because I love the reunion shows. Because, as I said, it's the best of the best. So they put all the drama in at once. And we all start off with good old Ariana and Sheena. I don't have to spend ages breaking it down for you because we all know what went down. Ariana's mum got a lovely little text from Sheena saying she was concerned and she's changed. But they kind of broke it all down. And Sheena is yet to acknowledge that she was in the wrong, really. And she's yet to kind of say sorry. What do you think of that, Justine Divana? Three.
Oh, you remembered my name.
Yes.
I don't know. That whole thing, I feel like that was so long ago. Like, I forgot that even happened. Like, do you know what I mean? Because I feel like that was so much further, like, in the season. So, like, I forgot that even happened. I don't know. I just think Sheena, I've been saying this for the whole season, like, or, like, the last half of the season. I just think that she's just nosy and just, like, wants to get in drama.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think we've teared her to shreds enough. But it's just the truth. I just think I was so on her side for so many years because she had things happen to her which were out of her control. And now she's finally at peace and she doesn't have to worry and she's making drama. So drama queen. But one thing I did like what Ariana said, because then everyone went on her back about being negative this season and all of that. But she said, like, when you're around so many toxic people, how can you not be, like,
exactly
negative? Of course you're going to be negative.
Exactly. Like, you know, you have to think about it. Like, if you're someone at home and you're in a workplace and, you know, your boss is a bitch and you have, like, all your coworkers suck, like, your mentality is going to be down. But if you're working with someone, like, example, like you and Meghan, it makes the whole vibe go up. Like, it really does depend who you're around.
Yeah, as Oprah always says, you know, I always bring her in every episode. You are responsible for the energy that you bring into the space.
Yep.
And that energy in that little group is drama, drama, drama. That's why we like watching, but I never want to be in that friendship circle because it's drama, drama, drama.
If there was anybody that you could be friends with, though, who would you choose?
Okay, I've got to actually... I actually think Stassi.
Really?
Because I think she's got half a brain. I think she's a smart businesswoman. And we'll get into the whole Stassi breakdown a little later on because she obviously came in halfway through. But I like Stassi. I think she's a smart cookie. And I think Ariana's got half a brain. But I think... Good old... And I think she's quite smart. But Tom is just... I think dumb as dog shit, to be honest.
I've used that before,
but just, you know, even I'm going to use some examples today. Even when he was explaining, you know, to Stassi what she had done, he's just not that articulate and a bit delusional, as we all saw a few weeks ago when he performed in his band. He's got no hope of ever succeeding in the music industry, ever.
I know, I feel bad about that.
So delusional. So obviously you are a bit dumb if you can't see what is truly in front of you and can't see that you're talentless.
Yeah.
And you think you're great and investing all this money. So I think Ariana just needs to get away from Tom. And I think this is a great little group for Tom. But I want Ariana to spread her wings and fly, you know, become a lawyer, get into doctor school. And even she's a bit delusional. She's very funny. But her career as a stand-up comedian, as an improv person, it's not really happening for her too much, is it?
Well, you know what it is? I think that same with her and same with Katie's Tom. I think that they're not putting in the work that they say they are, or they're, you know, oh, I'm an actor, oh, I'm a model, oh, I'm a comedian, but they don't, they go to like maybe one show a week, a month. You know, they don't really put in the time to actually do what they really want to do.
And that's when I was on Kristen's side when Ariana was like, how can Kristen go and do an improv show? And I like Ariana. She's one of my favorite. She was acting like that's her thing in life. It's like, we haven't even been paid as a comedian yet. So it's obviously not your thing yet. But anyway, I want to get to Lala because we are all a Lala. I think she's a bit too much drama to have as a friend, but I love Lala, and she looked stunning tonight. I know so you guys spoke about it last week, but I wasn't here. She wins the best dress, the prettiest, at today's after show. Well, not after show, at the reunion show. And I've got to say, Sheena wasn't looking too good. Was she with the Botox? Too much Botox, too skinny?
Well, last week, yeah, you weren't here last week. We were talking about how it was really hard, and we were talking about the way Sheena looked, and we feel bad, but you can't help. I couldn't even really look at her outfit or her makeup because she just looked so skinny and I felt bad. And I really hope that she's, okay. Because yeah. I don't know, like, she's, I don't think just she's okay. Really skinny. And Lala, someone said on Twitter, I forget exactly who said it. I'm sorry if you're watching, but you said something about that Lala should have a different makeup artist.
What?
I totally disagree. I think, you know what it is? I just think I love her makeup. Like, I know that maybe it's not typical to have, like, the pink eye, but see, like, since I do makeup, it's like
so
I love
on
that
trend,
kind of stuff.
So on trend right now.
And even though people like will say like they'll bash me for like if I wear too much makeup, I'm like, I'm a makeup artist. What's and I'm the- not today because really quick, so nobody realized that I look insane. I woke up and my eyes were swollen. And it doesn't really look like it now, but I'm psychotic with anything in my eyes. And I'm like, I have to film tomorrow. So I was like, I have to do like something with like HD camera. So I'm like, okay, let me rest my eyes. It was so bad this morning. You ever wake up and it's just like puffy and it was, and I had to take like Benadryl and sleep. It was really bad.
But yeah, you know, look, see, and that's a good other thing. You look pretty. Like, you look so
Thanks,
pretty without
Dan.
Makeup. You don't need it. And Lala, as I said, she looked hot. I like the blonde hair. I think that really, really suits her. But
yeah, I like her better, more blonde.
I do agree with what she said. And she said, you can't win with this group. It doesn't matter if I show my tits, don't show my tits. And then, because I do like Katie, but when Katie was on her back and kept going on about how mortifying it is, oh, you showed your tits, you showed your tits. Get the fuck over it, Katie. Like, you obviously need a bit more of a better life if that's all you can focus on. Focus on your marriage. Focus on having a bit of sex for once with your good old fiance instead of, la, that's out her tits. She's just jealous because Tom's not, you know, she's not letting Tom get it up anymore. That's what I reckon. And I love when Lisa stepped in because Lisa's obviously from Europe. And she's like, who cares? It's a bunch of tits. If you're so secure in your relationship and your engagement, then you don't need to be worried about some of the fluff fluff showing your tits. What do you think?
Yeah, like, I mean, would I do that? No. But if it's not you, I don't get why they care. Like, you should be, like, if I had a boyfriend and I wasn't secure in my relationship, then, yeah, I would be all freaked out, which is clearly what's going on there. But if I was secure, I'd be like, I know that he likes mine, and he can see that. It's just tits, whatever.
Yeah, and so good on Lisa for, you know, actually standing by good old Lala. Because what do you think about that? Because that's one thing I really do believe. I don't think it matters what Lala did. She was a target from day one. The moment she went in there, because she's, in my opinion, the most attractive on the cast now. She's the most youngest. She's trending. Everyone's talking about her. You could see they were horrible to her to begin with. Before she even opened her mouth, before she even did anything, they were out to get her. They didn't want her to steal some airtime. She has. She's trending. Everyone loves her. What do you think about that? You can't win with that group. You can't win.
No, you can't win. And a little early news and gossip. I heard that the older cast, like the original cast, they are threatened by James and Lala and the newer cast. Because think about it, like, they're almost becoming not old in news, but when there's people that are new, people are interested. People are interested in Lala. They're interested in James because it's new, it's fun, it's refreshing. And so I think they're intimidated by them.
Totally. Actually, well, I've got to tell you guys, a few weeks ago I bumped into Jack's drunk. And he recognized me from the show.
Wait, what?
It wasn't a big thing to me because I'm just like, he's just an idiot.
But for us, if we do the after show, this is huge.
No, but we didn't get into it. We didn't, like, I didn't want to just chuck it in there. And now it's time to say.
Tell me.
Yeah, well, he was telling me that, well, he was drunk, but he was telling me that, of course, that you feel threatened when someone comes in because they cut away your airtime. And you get paid as well per the amount of, like, hours that you're on. So you get extra money because of ads and all of that per your airtime. And the more airtime you have is the more exposure you have. And all of the females, like, Sheena's airtime's been cut in half pretty much. So of course they get pissy when everyone comes, and that they're, I actually agreed with him. He's like, who wouldn't get pissy? We're like best friends and someone comes in and now she's getting more money than us and everyone's talking about her and her career.
She is.
Well, she actually is, because she's getting all promotional deals from it, whereas the other ones have become stale in the sense that they're doing well financially and they're getting lots of deals, but they've been around for a long time, where she's the new hot star on it. She's new. She's fresh.
Well, tell me how... So where did you run into him and how did you start talking? Like, who went up to who?
At Pump. And because James was like, that's the AfterBuzz dude. And so he was DJing at the time, and he's actually fine every time I've seen him.
Yeah.
And then he went up to me and
James did.
Jax did.
Oh, okay.
And then Jax did and said, oh, hi, how are you going? Like, super nice. Nice experience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was pissed, like so drunk, but he was just nice. Yeah, it's like.
Who was there? Just them?
Just them. Yeah, maybe some other cast
were
there.
They hate each other.
Yeah, well, I don't know what's going on, but that's what happened to me. That was my experience. So, I mean, the show wrapped filming 6 months ago. They're filming the new season. But, yeah, that was my experience with him. And what I liked about him is he gets it. He gets that it's all in good fun, that he's on a reality show, and it's our job, from what I understand, to make fun and all of that. So he understands it's all for the joke. So that was good. But I want to get, now we're talking about Jax, even though I just said a good thing, we do have to badmouth him on the show because he did some horrible things with good old Brittany, you know, what do I call her? The whore from Kentucky. But I do love a whore from Kentucky, and that's not to pay her out. I just think she is ding dang whorey. But
what does that even mean?
I don't know. I'm just going a bit crazy. But what he did to her when she was on, you know, on the drive from Kentucky, and he tells Lala, guess what? I don't have a girl coming here. It's not a relationship. I don't know anything about Brittany. So they went all over that, and Brit actually stood up for herself and said, yeah, I was very disappointed with what happened there.
I mean, I'd be so disappointed. I mean, the whole time, every after show that we do, I always say it's, they're going to find out. It's not like this is all happening and she's not going to see it. Like, we're watching it. That means they're watching it. So she's going to see what has happened in the events with Jax. So it's just funny to hear her opinion of what she felt like when she actually saw it.
Totally. And I love that Lisa was just like, what the fuck? Like, how do you not know that after all these seasons that this is going to show? Like, how do you possibly, like, you're an idiot. That's what she pretty much said. She's like, a dead set fuckhead.
And you have to think, too, who was it? Was it you? One of us was saying, I think it was either you and Megan that were saying, there's no way that she didn't watch the show before she went on it. Because if I'm going to be on a reality show, I want to see who's on it, what's it about. I binge watch it. Come on.
Of course, you know. She's moving to LA. Her purpose was to be a model and get a reality show career. She said that from day one. I want to be on a reality show.
There you go.
Of course she's watched it. Of course she did. So she's a bit...
How'd she do it so fast?
Yeah, well, see, that's what you do. Suck a little bit of cock, and that takes you a long way. Oh. I always say, by the time, if you know, 5 years, I'm not, you know, where I want to be. I don't care. I'll suck a cock to get there, and I won't have any problems admitting that. But sometimes you've got to do what you got to do, and
they could screw you over. You could do that. No, I'm saying you could do that, and they'll promise you a job, and then that's why I'd be like, wouldn't be down for that. Because then they'd be like, nope, never mind. You're just a whore.
I'm like, no, but like, if you've got authentic, I think it's good. I think they authentically like each other. I think if there's an authentic vibe, perfect if you're attracted to them. You're like, perfect, of course. It's like killing two birds with one stone. She's like, of course I like him. He's hot. I want to get on a reality show. Boom, boom, bang. Probably wouldn't fuck him so soon, but because I want to get on the show, bam.
Yeah.
Bam. Well, how's that?
Bam. It works for some people. It doesn't work for others.
No. So I always say, slut yourself out. If you've tried the hardest, you know, that's always a great option.
Try to not do that. Like, I cannot imagine letting my morals go down the drain like that, but try. Like,
try
a few years to not do what Dan's saying and then do it.
And then be a whore. But talking about someone who's, well, he's
a
whore.
I can't do that.
Well, I know, Jax is a whore. He has been to jail 5 times. We got revealed tonight.
He literally said he's been to jail 5 times. He's had between DUIs, tickets, etc.
And he's like, oh, it's not real crime.
Well, he's like, it's not real. It's not like he's like, he didn't say this, but the way he was making it seem, it's not like he's like doing real crimes, like killing anyone. I'm like, but like, you literally have been in behind bars.
Five
like,
times.
That's crazy.
Sorry, DUI, whatever, that's funny. Well, not funny, because, you know, you can potentially, you know, but that, I mean, everyone kind of has a slip up like that, but 5 times, that's, that's somebody that has a problem. And that's one thing I did like about tonight's episode. He said, I need help. I actually do need help. That is a problem that I've been to jail 5 times and that I've like... even just, yeah. He, at the start, he was laughing, but he said, you know what, I probably do need help. And you could kind of see he stole those sunglasses. It was his intention to steal them. It wasn't an accident. It wasn't a drunken escapade. Yes, he was a bit drunk, but he gets a little thrill because he's a little devil seeker, a little bit of a, you know, the naughty boy and likes a bit of a slap. He gets a thrill of getting away with shit like that. And it's only when he gets caught that he cries. It's like, you know, it's like when we were little and you still, you know, still candy. Mum's like, no more. And then you get the candy, you get to eat it. You're wrapped. You're so excited. I got the candy. Mum didn't know. But then she catches you and you start crying. Same shit.
Well.
What do you think? You seem like you got something different in mind. But whatever you're thinking, channel it out, girl.
No. I'm taking in what you're saying.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, how am I going to disagree with it? I mean, how are you going to disagree with that? I think it's just so funny, like, that... rewatching it, you know, Britney's probably just like, I know she feels stupid, but she's on a television show. She's on national live TV. So, like, she doesn't want to make it sound, she doesn't want to sound too stupid. So she's like, yeah, like.
She's focusing really hard. Like, this is her, you know, SATs. This is her to get into medical school for Britney. This is the hardest she's had to think for a while. You can just see her. You can just, you know, she's like, ooh, can't say this, can't say that. But I love when, you know, good old Andy Cohen, the little shit stirrer of them all, said, like, did you ever think twice, you know, about moving in with a guy that's been to jail 5 times?
And also looking back, he said that also looking back at Lala.
Lala.
Like, he brought in the whole Lala thing and the whole going to jail thing. Like, putting all of that in one, would you ever date him?
Yeah, and because she's such a nice person, she's kind of looked, she's like, oh, no, normally she'd be like, oh, ha, 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 ding, dang, Kentucky. But today she had to be like, no, but she's actually a strong girl, but I like someone that doesn't have, Kim Kardashian doesn't have many brain cells. As many people.
No.
But that's why she's great when you meet her in real life.
I met her. I think I told you that. I met her at the Hair and Makeup Guild Awards. And
so nice.
It was just so fun. Yeah, I mean.
Some people are great.
She's just exactly the way, she's just the exact same way that she is on the show.
Because they don't overthink. They don't, you know, not as often have depression, not as often overthink things. They're just kind of dumb and they just walk here to there. Love her. We all need someone with a few less brain cells. I really like the Britney.
Well, Andy Cohen asked, do you hear possible wedding bells? Which is so funny that this topic even came up because, as you guys know, a couple episodes ago, this was like after the whole sunglass thing, right? And they got into like a little argument and she was crying and basically saying he doesn't understand marriage, doesn't understand why a piece of paper has to, you know, validate love. And he actually said that he's not opposed because he's learning how important it is to Britney. So
that's
he said that
good.
Tonight.
And do you know what's funny? It makes me think that he actually authentically likes her because
he would not put up with all that if he didn't like her, you know?
And everyone, when you fall in love, you see all the time and people are like, especially a macho man, I'm never going to do that. I'm never cleaning the house. Look at all these people in relationships. And then they fall in love and their heart little melts and they end up surrendering and they're doing all the shit they thought they said and thought they would never do.
Their heart melts. It's so true. I mean, if they can last together, because a lot of people, first of all, a lot of people on TV don't last just because of rumors and exactly what they're seeing here, seeing yourself on television, that would break someone up very easy. So the fact that they're even still together after all of this, it's looking good. But I mean, I can't say that it's going to work. I can't say it's not.
Totally. And just quickly, before we move on to a new topic, I also wanted to say, give a shout out to Katie, who looks so pretty on the Vanderpump Rules. I love her eyebrows. Love the eyebrows. She's looking good with the eyebrows. And also I wanted to give a quick shout out to Shinsia, who is a fan of ours that bumped into me in Franklin Village over the weekend on Easter, actually. She's a huge fan, and I said I'd give her a shout out, and she gave me a hug, and we love Shinsia. So if you're watching tonight, Shinsia, thank you so much. Your feedback means the world.
She recognized you?
Yeah, she recognized me, yeah.
So cool.
So that's cool. But anyway, I want to talk James, who I think's worse than Jax, because a big discussion on tonight's show was how he talks to women.
Yeah. So, basically, who started? It was Stassi. Stassi was the one that was talking about it.
That's when she first comes in. They go James, and then the rest is Stassi.
Yeah, I just think it's funny that she wasn't really a part of the season. She didn't really know him, and I think she's going on her opinions of watching the show, and because she's friends with Kristen now.
Kristen, yeah, she's got to have her back.
So she brought up that, you know, she, in quotation marks, said, the way you talk to women is despicable, and as you guys know, he spit on Kristen's door and said that she smells. And basically, how do you feel? He said that he really wants to be a gentleman. After all of that, they show all these the flashbacks. And he goes, you know what? I really just want to be a gentleman. And I'm just
I think he's just mentally ill. I think that's the problem there.
Think he's mentally ill. He's kind of a mess.
No, kind of a mess. That is the, like, someone that has to, in order to feel whole, have to take drugs, have to drink alcohol, that spits on women's door, that cheats on women, that disses his mom on a TV show, that comes to work drunk, that is mental illness. That is, like, mentally there's a problem. A normal, healthy, functioning person does not do what he does.
That's actually a really good point.
Yeah.
Because at first I was like, no, he's not, and then you named all those things, and I'm like, you actually may be right.
That's a problem. He even admits it. He's like, I've got problems. And then when he gets really drunk and he says, I've got problems. And then to diss, he's dissed his mum on thing. He's dissed Lisa. He's dissed everyone. He's been drunk. He's been on drugs. He's cheats. Like, he needs help. That's what he needs.
And in a normal circumstance, he would not be allowed to be working at Pump. He'd be fired in an instant, but because he's a TV personality and the drama, they're going to keep him. But throw him into a non-reality show restaurant, they would never keep him.
Totally. And then he's getting paid to be a dickhead as well. So I think it's kind of started off as well of, you know, being funny and, you know, saying things. Like, I say horrible things. I think it's funny when he said, oh, you smell. I think that's like, cause, you know, Kristen's such a bitch. She can take your smell. I think that's funny.
Yeah.
But when we start spitting on your door, taking it too far.
Yeah, it's a little
much.
But,
I mean, you know, when she was saying you smell, I think that's a pisser. I think that's hysterical.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that was necessarily bad. I just think the whole, spitting on the door and just being degrading. That's the part.
Yeah, and but he can't acknowledge. He's like, I'm not that bad. It's like, you really need to. He's not present. He's delusional. Well, he's not present because he's always drunk. He's never, 9 times out of 10, he's drunk on the show. So how can he be present? But Stassi.
So Stassi got her boobs. She started saying she got... my pen. She started saying she got her boobs done. She had breast reduction and lifted.
Yes.
She had her lips done. How do you feel?
Yeah, they look good. I'm all for it.
About whatever all you her wanna... surgeries.
Well, I always think that 9 times out of 10, you don't need anything and embrace who you are. You're not going to criticize someone for getting plastic surgery. That makes you feel... You're not affecting anyone else. It's your body. She looks good.
Yeah,
good on her.
I think the difference is, like, Kim, you could tell she has surgery. Stassi, I mean, you know what? I haven't looked at it before and after picture, but when I look at her straight, when I was watching her, I'm not like, ooh, plastic surgery or too much. Like, Kim, I could see it when I watch her show, but her, you know, I don't know. I don't think, even if she looks different from the way she used to, I don't think it looks too crazy.
I don't think it matters. Even Kim, even if she does look like she's had plastic surgery, if that feels right for you, right, you know, good for you, I mean, but I just got to do what makes you happy in real life, but I just, you know, hope.
Well, the whole breast reduction lift whole thing, like, I don't need a reduction, but I definitely, like, the lift part, I could definitely, I'm like, ooh, like, I want to do that. That to me is, like, that's something, I don't know, that doesn't bother me. I don't find a problem with that at all.
No, she lives in LA, that's normal. That's like going to get your teeth whitened at the dentist. Like, that's nothing.
You know what? I'm going to go get my teeth whitened, and while I'm there, I'm going to go get my boobs done.
Done. Do it all at once. But it was Sandoval went on her back, and he was using his lack of intellect to absolutely shame her and say, you're disgusting, and I don't like what you do, and I'm never forgiving you. What do we think of that?
I mean, I don't think that they really showed too much of them this season. Like, I don't know. It was just kind of random to me. Like, I could see the other Tom being in the conversation. But I don't...
He was a bit hidden now, a little gem, a little Schwartzy. He was like in the background.
He didn't say anything this episode.
He doesn't like the drama. So he's like, he's like a little puppy. But that's why when I thought Sandoval's a bit dumb. Sandoval's like, you did this. You ran away. You didn't come back. Then you came back and became friends with Kristen. Like, he was like just stating the obvious. Like, you can see he's thinking really hard and he has to really think hard about what's going on. And he just doesn't have any deeper, you know... You know, like deeper feelings about her. He's analyzing, is just remembering what happened. And she's like, yeah, I did run away. I did think you're all dickheads. I've said that. I've owned it. And I was actually on her side. Like, what's the worst thing she's fucking done to Lisa? When we get into her and Lisa, I think she's absolutely disrespected Lisa, which is not acceptable. But who cares? She's had a fight. She's come back. She's forgiven. She keeps saying it. And then he's still going on about it. Like, he's probably the one that was least affected. It was Katie that's got the right to.
Yeah.
So
Katie's, exactly. Katie's the one that was affected the most.
Focus about what's really going on, Katie. Don't fucking talk about Lala's tits bouncing around. Focus on your relationship with Stassi, because that's obviously really affecting for you if you've got people to do your devil work and, you know, be your devil's advocate and make Tom go up to, you know, defend you. Don't fucking talk about, you know, Lala's tits. Talk about what's really going on. So I was annoyed with her because I felt she was too reserved.
I love you're like...
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. I mean, you just nailed it. And also, Lisa, in quotation marks, I'm naming a lot of quotes. I wrote it down today because there's a lot of good stuff said. So she said, if there wasn't this show, no one would ever see Stassi Schroeder again.
Totally.
How do you feel about that?
Oh, absolutely. See, she's a smart girl. She's a businesswoman. What happened was she was out of a relationship. She didn't know where to go. She was not getting as much buzz, and she wasn't as making, I know this for a fact, she wasn't making enough money, and some of her endorsements finished. And she was used to a certain lifestyle, and especially in New York, she was living above her means. And she thought, fuck, how do I go back? I'll just go back on the show. Goes back on the show, gets her podcast, it all flows, because she's no longer unemployed.
I so agree with Lisa. Like, I have a hard time knowing if she's being genuine or not, because the way she's making it seem is not for the show, and it's just to be friends with everyone again, which I totally don't buy that whole thing. But do you think... Like, she's definitely doing it for the show, but do you also think that she truly wants to be friends with them again, or is she just saying that?
I don't think she truly wants to be friends with them. I just think that she wants to make... She realises that what she did was too wrong and she took it too far, so she wants to make amends. And I do feel she was feeling a bit lost, but she's, of course, you got to, at the end of the day, who wouldn't do that? She comes off a successful show, you can easily get back on it, start making money again. Like, oh, I'm struggling financially. What do I do? Oh, I can just go on a TV show again. It fixes everything. Get back to what she wants to do. And see, she's more focused this time. She's gone and got a career. The only reason she got her Sirius XM show was because she was a cast member of Vanderpump Rules.
Of course.
When she wanted that. I know this for a fact. Here's a bit of insight. She's been trying to do that for years. And that's what she was going to do. She thought she's going to leave. She's going to be better than everyone. She's going to get a podcast. And it didn't happen. So then she had to get back in the limelight. So she was trending. So she was interesting. So people cared about her. So she can get a podcast. And now she's actually, unlike a lot of them, except for Katie with her blog, she's forging a career for herself that will last long beyond Vanderpump Rules. Because Vanderpump Rules is not going to last when, you know, Katie puts on 10 pounds, you know, Stassi's old and wrinkled. Like, it's not going to last long. There's going to be a new wave of people in LA.
Well, that's the problem.
So she's making, and she's going off her personality, not what she looks like.
Exactly.
It's Sirius XM. Smart girl.
Well, that's the problem with, you know, the whole entertainment industry is that eventually people become irrelevant. And, you know, whether you're a host, whether you're on a show, like, it just happens. So you have to make your way in this industry and kind of think always ahead, because you got to think about one day I'm not going to look good on camera. I have to be able to be set outside. So that's why it's awesome she's doing it behind the scenes too. So it's totally, like, her podcast. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's thinking ahead of the game, which is, and like Katie with her blog, she's like, you need to have something when this show's over.
So you don't end up like a Heidi Montag.
Because everything ends. Like, everything's a fad and new things come along. So you have to, like, start building yourself that, okay, once this ends, like, just example, like, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, like, Facebook is slowly starting to go so that all the other new things, like, people are getting on Instagram. And, you know, it's just, it's all going to end and new things are going to turn over. So you always have to be ahead of the game and plan for the future and not just live in the moment.
Oh, my God. Preach it, baby. Preach it.
I know. I sounded really like I feel like a mom. I'm like, guys, do what you got to do. We got to do this.
I'm like, I'm coming to your church. I'm going to kiss your little feet. But one person that was not on, and I understand this because I'm not always Lisa. One thing I got pissed off about Lisa is with Stassi, she's so judgmental. And it's like, you're fucking manipulative as anything. You've got, like, you know.
Oh, you're talking about Lisa.
She's the most manipulative. She's got. Oh. Yeah. She's like, out of anyone I've ever seen on reality TV, she's one of the most manipulative. She gets people, she steps back. But I understand it would hurt because when Stassi was just being cute and funny, I think, when she said the comment, like, what have you done for me? Like, got me a job as a waitress. Like, boom, boom. It was just a funny comment. And the fact that Lisa can continually, I'm more on Lisa's side, but continually forgive James for the horrible things he says. And then Stassi says, you got me a job as a waitress. Okay, offensive, but cute and kind of funny. Like, it was funny. It was taking the piss. And then Lisa, like, back on, like, straight on her back.
I think that, I don't know, that would piss me off. Like, I totally agree with you in the sense of she just keeps giving James and Jax chances over and over and over again.
Yeah.
The thing with, and she doesn't with Stassi. And I think the thing is because I think she really actually genuinely was close with Stassi and trusted her.
Yeah.
So I think that, not saying that she doesn't trust, I mean, I don't think she fully trusts Jack and James. She's not, like, super close. They're guys. I think she had something with Stassi, maybe that was off camera. It's, like, not, like, anything weird.
A one-on-one, she said, yeah.
Yeah, like, they were just actually close off camera, and I think she's just still hurt. And I know that Stassi was maybe being funny, but I think that when you're that close to someone, that's offensive. I'd be so, like, oh, what, you got me, like, you know, waitress job? No, bitch, she helps you get famous.
Yeah, actually, I agree with you.
Without that, you would be nobody without that show. So, like, she, you owe, do you think, no, you don't owe her your life, but you owe her a little portion of
you
it.
Actually,
yes.
Kind of, you know, she's saying, like, what do I, like, I just think it's because it's just funny. Maybe because I don't take things to heart. I don't think she truly meant it. I think she just said it to be funny and you know, to be kind of cute and say something, you know, that was interesting on the show. But I understand how Lisa feels, because the fact is, Lisa's like, everything you have in your life, like, everything I have given you, I gave you these amazing friends, which I don't think they're so amazing after all, but all these amazing opportunities so you to go and make money, for you to have a job, so you don't have to be a struggling waitress anymore. She's not working at a Sir or Pump anymore. She doesn't have to.
She's literally on a reality show about people are working at a restaurant, and she's not even working there.
She is
locked out. Like, these other people are actually really working there.
She gave her an opportunity to fulfill her dreams of being a radio broadcaster and having her own show. So I understand. And then with the whole sex tape thing, that's when I've actually been a lot of Team Stassi this episode, because I'm like, everyone, we all say things, everyone just needs to get over it type thing and move on. But the whole with the sex tape, the $900 thing, which is funny, her sex tape only went for $900. But Lisa had your back. And then when Stassi said you didn't have my back, fair enough, Lisa's like, I fucking, at the middle of the night, go to some shady thing. She's obviously very, you know, pretentious, well put together lady. She goes to some dodgy part of LA, imagine Lisa Vanderpump, to give $900 cash, and then Stassi's ungrateful and thinks she hasn't done it. That would piss me off.
That's why I think that they had something deeper, because there's no way, like, I couldn't see her doing that for everybody.
No.
But she did it for her.
I think she would anyone, for $900, for Lisa, that's like.
But I mean, yes, yeah. I meant money, but I mean, get, like, be all shady like that in the middle of the night. Like, she's, like, too, like, I live in Beverly Hills, get me a driver. Like, I can't imagine her just, like, doing that for anybody, you know?
Okay, cool. Well, I think that's pretty much all we've done on this episode. So I wanted to get, what are your predictions for next episode? Because we know we're going to get a bit more into that, the sex tape stuff. That was the segue into it. And what are you looking forward to? Let's do some predictions. What's going to happen?
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
So I definitely think they're going to get, I mean, we can already see they're going to get more into the whole sex tape thing. I don't really know how much more they can get into it besides them just, like, bashing each other, saying that they weren't there for each other. Because, like, I mean, what else can
we
do?
Because we all know that, you know, obviously, with predictions, we all know, what I want to do is, we all know what's coming up. They're going to talk about all the things that they haven't spoken about yet and go into depth a bit more. But what do you think people's reactions are going to be? That's the one thing that we should predict, because everyone knows, okay, whatever hasn't been discussed yet is going to be discussed in this final.
Yeah.
What do you think reactions? Who's going to fight? Yeah. Who's going to lose their shit?
I feel like James and Lala still have yet, like, I know that they're friends, but there's been so much between them, and like her basically playing him and teasing him, and, like, they've fought a lot throughout the season. Like, I would really like to see them go at it. I don't know if they're going to, but I feel like that's something we wouldn't expect because there's so much other drama. But I'd like to see them kind of go after it, see if there's more stuff that happened behind the scenes, because, like, supposedly we didn't see it on camera, but they, like, made out and did more that we even knew, and they just talked about it.
Yeah, well, I just think, you know, she was trying to get on the show, you know, trying to be trending and all of that, which she did very successfully, because obviously Faith and what was the other guy's name? I forget, that came in here.
Jesse,
yeah. See, forgot. They didn't make it on the show. They had the same opportunity that Lala did, but they didn't get the storylines happening. Faith tried with getting with, you know, Max, Lisa's thing. So I think what I want to see, I think people need to call out Sheena a bit more. I feel like she just kind of got away from everything. She just kind of got away because Stassi came back. She was an absolute bitch. Stassi comes back and everyone's forgotten.
You're so right.
I think she deserves to be forgiven as well, and everyone deserves, but she's just kind of got away with everything that she's done.
You're so right. So they already attacked. You're right. Lala actually already got attacked. So they attacked Lala. They attacked James. They attacked Stassi. Jesus. Stassi.
Which will attack us some more, yeah.
Yes. Let's let's do Sheena. Yeah, because wait, this is the two episodes of the reunion, and they haven't even got... Well, they got into Sheena a little bit
Shay
about the,
and yeah,
with the Shay and the drug thing, but not really enough. I really agree with you. Okay, I changed my mind. I want to see Sheena more. Sheena,
yeah, exactly.
I want to see them go after
and
her.
And I also want to see, this is what I'm predicting because I want it to happen, there is problems with Katie and Tom at the moment.
Right now.
With
not
the marriage.
On the show.
Well, on the show as well. It was brewing towards the end. They're having a little bit of trouble. I mean, yeah. The wedding's still going on and all of that. I want to see that because I know that's insider gossip that I've got. Mm-hmm. And that's probably segue to news and gossip if you've got any. But that's my news and gossip today. There's problems in paradise. Not breaking up the wedding, but apparently she's changed a little bit. Mm-hmm. And she's back with the Stassi. As we all know, she filmed an episode of a certain reality show, which hasn't been revealed, about getting a dress and all of that. And Stassi was there. But she's apparently turned into the person she kind of was before. And Tom's had enough. He's had a gutful. So, yeah, I'd love to see some of that come out, but I'm not sure if we will.
And I know there was a few of you guys interested in, you know, being updated because me and Dan were supposed to interview Katie. We don't know what's going on with that, so I don't know if that's going to end up happening. It's just it's schedule conflicts. I think she's really busy right now with the wedding and, like, the whole filming.
Totally, yeah.
So
she's doing really well. I just want to, you know,
we'll
say...
We'll see if that ends up happening.
No, it will. It will happen. It's just a matter of when.
It'll be spotlight on. It won't be, like, a guest on the show. It'll be more of a spotlight on because I don't know when we're ending next week.
But before we finish, we've kind of done news and gossip throughout the episode. Do you have any other news and gossip before we finish? Because we've kind of just done it organically, which I kind of like better. More relative. I think
I don't have any news and gossip. I think it's just the same shit you guys already know.
And just one little thing, just so you know, I know Lisa and Stassi are going to get absolutely into it next episode. I have a friend that works in production and stuff, and they're going to have a complete blowout. So that's something that's definitely going to happen. So look forward to that. And next week, Megan's coming back. It'll be the trio, the awesome foursome minus one.
The last show. It's going to be our last show.
So I'm Jan Babic. It's been a great time tonight, guys. You can find me on Instagram at Dan Babic. Find me on Twitter at Dan Babic with an underscore. Check out my website, not-basic.com, and follow me on Snapchat at dbabs, dbabs.
Ooh,
boom, baby, boom. There we go.
You got it all today. And follow me on Twitter, guys, at JustineDivana3, and that's for you guys listening. It's DIVANNA, and you can follow me on Instagram at Let's Face It with Justine. I do makeup. I do fun little videos. I have some cool videos coming out this week, so definitely check me out on YouTube. Also, Let's Face It. I'll comment below. And we just want to let you know, we appreciate all the nice comments, all the people that have been so good to us throughout the season. And I'm so sad that next week's our last show, but we really appreciate you guys.
We will be all back. So until next week, guys, look on the Vanderpump Dramas, tweet us, all of that. We love you. And tune in next week for the finale reunion show. Woo! Have a good night, everybody. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.